You are now listening to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Casco, mm-hmm. Big Vern, Slay Diddy, special guests in the building. And yes. we got Rashad on the line.
Yes.
But I got to introduce these guests. And the reason why I want to introduce these guests is because they keep coming back, Slay.
Mm-hmm. They got the Drive Time Black card.
They got the black card.
The enrollment card.
and you know what's really cool about that is that, like, we can have a guest on and we follow up. That's one of the things that Slay used to always says. He said, listen, we're going to have a guest on, but we're going to follow up with them in a month, mm-hmm. you know, and make sure everything is still going good. This is a it's a fraternity, right? Am I right? Yeah, yeah. I know the answer. But it is, it is nice to have them always willing to come on, mm-hmm. always willing to share exactly what they're doing in the community. Let me get Rashad on, and we can do both of these interviews at the same time because we can do that. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on, dog. Let me give you the clap, dog. And listen, and before I give you the clap, you and Slay are not going to go at it today. We're going to be professional, okay?
Nah, we are. We're going to be professional. But, like, one thing is, I'm just happy that Rashad is not here in the station because I don't know if we could have a set of headphones to fit around his head. I'm just looking out for his best interest.
You two are going to act nice. Hold on. Let me keep it clap. Already, man. Shaw, what's good, dog?
Not much, man. How you guys doing?
We good. So Christine and Skip just got here, so we want you to sit in. A matter of fact, you don't have anything to do for the next 45 minutes, right?
No, I'm good.
All right, good. So we want you to sit here. We're going to do both interviews together. So we're going to start with them, and you add in, you know, because when you come to town, you always talk about you want to come to the radio. If you're going to come to the radio, you got to be a part of the radio. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah,
Slay?
True.
Right.
Okay, right. I'm coming to town. I always miss a day, though. I'm coming in Thursday,
yeah. So. He doing that on purpose, Slay. Yeah, he don't want to be in the room with
us. He avoiding us.
Nah,
yeah.
Last time I was there, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Yeah. Oh, we had too good of a time. Yeah, I remember
too good
that
of
time.
A time.
It was snowing and everything.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, we got Christine and Skip here. So, Christine, I want to ask you, let's start with what's coming up right now. And the next thing that you guys have on the calendar is November the 11th, the Hoop Shoot. And I know how important that is because we have been advertising it maybe for a month or more. I talked with Nick Zacos. I talked with Tyrone. The kids are coming out. Can you give some kind of information for the listeners about the Hoop Shoot?
Sure, absolutely. And, guys, thank you for promoting it for the last month. It's really nice to be able to have a different avenue out there for the community to get this information out. So this is what I have to give to you. It's this Saturday, November 11th. We prefer that people are there around 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. because we do start sharply at 11:30 with the competition. It's ages 8 to 13 that are available to play. Mm-hmm. And the age groups are from 8 and 9, 10 to 11, and 12 and 13.
Yeah, and they have to have their birth certificate, right?
That's birth certificates, or they do not compete.
Yeah, so you have to make sure you bring your birth certificate. Talk about what happens if they happen to win this particular one, because yes. This is one of the reasons that really excites me, because there's some room for growth here.
Oh, this is exciting. And you know, what a way for kids to be able to show their peers on how exciting it could be. So the top three will get a trophy in each division. So there will be three divisions and three trophies in each division. The top player out of each division will go to the district hoop shoot, which this year is actually on December 30th from 9 to 12 at Ichabod Crane. Okay. From there, they would go on to the state finals. From there, they would go on to the country finals. So, I mean, there's just so much. Oh, and what did you? Nationals, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's the wrong
thing.
Word.
It's the same thing.
So it's kind of a really cool thing. I've had kids come up, you know, from the past and say how exciting it is, and it's an opportunity just for them to have fun and get out there with the other kids.
Rashad, do you ever do hoop shoot?
Yeah, I've done it a couple times when I was little.
You did? What about pump, yeah, pass, kick?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Pump, pass, and kick.
Yeah, so
I actually made it to, I didn't make it all the way to, I think at the time it was Giants. I think it was a Giant Stadium the guys went to, but I made it pretty close.
Yeah, so this is basically like something like that now for the kids these days right here.
Yeah, and both Skip and I can actually attest. We sit in these conferences, you know, twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall, and we actually see these kids, meet the kids that actually win, and it's actually exciting for us. I think Skip will agree. It's just an honor. They're so excited. They're so happy, and it's just another way for us to, as Elks, to be able to get out there in the community.
So I want to go back a little bit. And, Rashad, I want you to listen to this because this is pretty cool. And, Slay, I want you to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I read that the Elks Club was able to donate instruments. I think it was, I want to say, third and fourth grade. But I could have it wrong. I usually don't get a lot of stuff wrong because I'm pretty good at reading. And I comprehend it, too. But will you guys, well, instruments for the third and fourth grade for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Will one of you guys take that and talk about that and...
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to say, Sly, if you shave, you could actually get in that hoop shoot this year.
I was going to say, I'm going to try. I'm going to go to Nationals. I mean, what was that one kid that was it, the baseball player?
Oh.
Yeah, be like him. Elian Gonzalez, that was him? Or that was the kid that was missing?
I could have said something.
What do you think, Rashad? Do you think he could get in?
Most definitely.
All right, hold on, guys. Hold on.
Bring the trophy right to draft time.
Now, Skip, listen. You know, we got a lot of love for you, but the one thing I want to explain to you, because this guy, it's like he a professional comedian. So what he's so good, it's almost like being in a fight. You ever been in a fight with somebody that let you punch them four times and then they hit you on the fifth?
Yeah.
So he gonna give you a couple jokes. But if you give him too many jokes, I'm not gonna be able to stop him.
Absolutely, with the recorders. We did donate a lot of instruments this year. We donated recorders to the third and fourth grade students this year, which was really exciting for us. We actually do that every year, one kind of... We actually do one kind of donation every year. We also donated dictionaries this year to a lot of the students.
Yeah. I got a piggyback for that, quick story.
Okay.
I picked my daughter up from after school program maybe like a couple weeks ago. So we're on our way home, and I'm like, we looked all over for this recorder at the beginning of the year to buy this recorder. I'm like, Asia, why is this recorder always at home? And she was like, oh, well, you know, they got a donation, so like we could use our recorders that if we bought one to practice at home. So like we able to have one at school and one at home. And I'm like, oh, the Exalted Ruler in them. Like, it was them. And she was like, who? And I was like, nah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you another time. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, that was the Exalted Ruler in them.
That's cool.
And I couldn't tell the story because I wasn't on the air, so like when you guys started talking about it, I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Good to have friends in that place.
I know. That's good. Look, like, yeah, you know they did.
Yeah, I'd like to piggyback on that because they didn't have them when I was in high school. I don't know about you guys,
no.
But that was not part of the program. But I believe that it is required for every children to have one.
Yeah.
Unannounced to me, so I was actually able to be there when we presented them, and the looks on these kids' faces was amazing. We actually sat and listened to two songs they played, and you know, the one kid actually played another song that is actually played on a saxophone.
Wow.
He played it on, what is it called?
Recorders.
So, I mean, it just is amazing. So
I do want to say this because I know what a recorder is, but I mean, a common person would think a recorder is something that you record on. Anybody want to explain it? I know what it is, it's like a flute.
It's like a flute.
Yeah.
It's like a flute,
absolutely.
And, you know, they practice and learn songs.
You said clarinet, Sean?
Like a smaller clarinet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got two more questions for these guys. Another question that I have for you is, do you want to talk about the turkey trot? Now, I want to say something before you talk about it. Now, the turkey trot, last year, me, Rashad, and Slade decided that we was going to run it. Rashad, just go along with it, dog. Go along with it.
You didn't hear that, Rashad, did you?
Go along with it, dog. It's power in numbers, man. But because of, you know, this campaign trail, mm-hmm. it wore on us. And
yeah, we gained a little weight on the campaign trail. We ate a lot of pigs and blankets.
So we won't be able to participate, but we won't be able to do that either. Out.
We just can't do it. We just can't. That's why we should tell stories. Yeah. We just can't do it. Yeah. We wanted to, but we just can't do it.
I couldn't lie that time, dog. I'm sorry. But let's talk about the turkey trot. What do we have going on this year?
Okay. Seeing that it's 2 weeks away. Yeah, I kind of woke up this morning and said, oh, my gosh, it's 2 weeks away. So we are definitely in the beginning stages. I just wanted to make sure that people knew that it was going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. It is still going to happen at the Elks Club in front of there. We will start there. The date is November 23rd,
okay,
I believe.
It's Thanksgiving, right?
The day of Thanksgiving, 23rd or 24th, and I apologize for not having the right date. So I just wanted to make sure that people knew that it was going to happen. Vern, if you could, you know, every Wednesday kind of, 23rd.
Yeah. Yep, so, 23rd. Yep.
We just got to get with, hopefully the Boys Club is on board with us, and we'll just work together and get it out there for the community again.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And you good, Skip? All right, last but not least, and then we're going to talk to Rashad because I'm going to win his flag football tournament. last but not least, in the paper, there was a call for an emergency flag day meeting. And the way that they explained it was that if we don't have this meeting, there might not be a flag day. Then they followed it up with flag day is on. So, Christine, I know you're like the president, right? You can't be like the president. Either you are
like the president.
It depends on what day it is and who I'm in front of. Okay. So, yes, we needed to have an emergency meeting. We did have some committee members that have been with us for years step down. Mm-hmm. You know, rightfully so. They've done it for years, and you know, people get exhausted and have other things in life. So, you know, they were key players, and we just needed some fresh blood, and wanted to make sure that the community was on board. That the county was on board. This is not just the Hudson Flag Day parade. This is a Columbia County parade. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we get people involved that aren't just in our realm of Elks people. It is not an Elks function. It is a community county function. So we wanted to make sure that the community was on board and wanted to have a meeting outside of the Elks. So we went down to the Chamber of Commerce, was nice enough to allow us to use their meeting room, and we were able to get some new faces. So as of that night, we voted that the parade will continue.
Sweet.
But we still do need people.
Okay.
We have another meeting on November 27th.
27th, okay.
At 6 o'clock.
And where would that be at?
I believe it's going to be at the Hudson Fire Department, Central Station.
Just give me the information, and we'll report that. And last but not least, bingo. Because me and Slade think about coming into bingo.
Now bingo we can do.
Rashad, I think bingo on Thursday, bro, so you can come with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Bingo we can do.
Yeah. But look, I got a plan. And listen, if we going together, we going together.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to scream out Yahtzee. Even when I don't got the right numbers or nothing, I'm just screaming out Yahtzee.
They're going to kick us out.
I know,
they're going to kick us out. They're going to kick us out. It could be, after they chase us out of there, it's going to be good practice for the turkey trot.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to throw that idea away. When is bingo? It's once a month, right?
We've had two already, which have been very successful. Mm-hmm. We are the only place at this time that's holding bingo in Columbia County.
Mm-hmm.
And our next one happens to be tomorrow night.
Okay.
5 o'clock, the door is open. Tickets start sell at 6 o'clock. They do have refreshments. Christine's in charge of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So there'll be plenty of refreshments and everything. And it's been a really good crowd. We've been getting at least 80 to 100 people each night.
Ooh. I'm coming to bingo, man.
Yeah, we gotta go to bingo.
I know you guys, we got one other thing. I want to talk to Rashad quick, and then we're going to go to your last thing, and then we're going to go to 5:30. Micah coming, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, should
be.
Yeah. So, Rashad, talk to me, dog.
What's up?
Last year, you had your first annual event, and you did it at the Elks Club. And I thought the numbers was really good. Being a first year event, you know, those are words you use. I like to use your words to make you comfortable, because I'm gonna ask you for something later. So, but I really did, and we did the flag football thing, and Slay won. Congratulations!
Because I listened to the show last week, and I heard a lot of trash talk, and I heard a lot of talk about basketball games, but I didn't hear enough about who won. And the fact that we beat the mess out of y'all.
Yeah, you really did. You
I
really
was the quarterback. Don't forget I was the quarterback.
I mentioned that last week.
He really was.
So talk about the you want to talk about the community dinner first or the flag football first?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's in your court. Go ahead.
We can talk about the flag football game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
So. Obviously, you said, last year was the first year. This is going to be the second year. Really just hoping to build off the numbers. I know a lot of guys say they're interested in playing, and I'm hoping that they come out and participate. It's really just, there's no fee. It's just really just come out to have fun, with some guys all ages. And, obviously the trash talking was going to be there, but most importantly, have fun and end the night on a safe note.
Okay. Do we got any trophies or anything? Because I'm trying to win a trophy.
No? He's trying to lose a trophy.
No, I just...
Hey, I do happen to say this now. I'm not trying to horn. I do win. For the last 3 years, at least, I've won. I won twice with Vern basketball. We won.
Can you go back on that? Twice with who?
We won the last 2 years with Vern as the coach for basketball, and the last year the football team won. Slayer, because so kind of like the common denominator there.
you are the common denominator, huh?
I would say something, but he did go 4-for-4 or 5-for-5 with me. So
let's not talk about that.
What about the dinner? Let's talk about the dinner.
Most importantly, that dinner is going to be the football game is Saturday evening. And then we're going to have the dinner for 3 to 6 Saturday as well. Last year we had it at the Elks Club, and we kind of rotated the we switched venues this year, kind of just to bring it more of a, I would say, not that the Elks Club wasn't a central location. I think it's going to be a lot easier for guys to maybe get to the youth center opposed to. Which, I mean, although the Elks, Elks Lodge is not far, but the youth center is kind of like right in the heart of the city. So I thought it would make it a little bit easier for guys. Obviously there's nothing against the Elks, and, Christine, we obviously were building a good relationship, which is why I asked them to at least still be a part of this, whether it was just them possibly donating in regards to food or just tables or something. I wanted to always build a, relationship, never want to burn bridges. So, it really just, like I said, just to keep the, in that more centralized location for the community. And also, you got, the games around, got basketball, of course, some more things possibly for some kids to do, which may draw more attention for guys to come.
We're going to do a live draft next week. We're going to have Tim Martin. We're going to have Tim Martin in. We're going to do a live draft. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm a winner. Christine, Skip, I'm a winner.
Not last year.
You were getting a little upset last year, bro.
I was a little upset.
Yeah, he was.
I got an assistant coach this year, so I think I might do a little better. And plus, I got a couple kids that are coming from Pittsfield that Slay don't know nothing about. I recruited.
Okay. He recruited.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying.
So how are you going to do the draft, though, if you're recruited?
I was going to tell you to put their name in the draft.
but now Slay know that they're from Pittsfield.
But he don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't know.
Giving it away.
It ain't Keelan, so it just got all that matter.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so you say
it should be fun, though, man.
Yeah, you're coming in on Thursday, right?
Yeah, I'm coming on Thursday. Okay. Flying to Newark. I actually may go just for a little bit
go hang out with DRC because I don't get to see him too often.
Yeah, all right.
Up in the city. That's what's up. So.
Yeah, you got to show off on our show.
Yo, can you do me?
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Can you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
When you come in, there's an event that's going on at the Els Club, and I know you like to support. So I got a couple raffle tickets that I'm going to need you to buy for me. Can you buy two? I can't tell you how much they are over the air.
Oh, man.
Okay, no.
Over the
air. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
I know you got me. Shoot? No. It's something different, dog. You got me?
I got you.
Don't worry, because I'm asking Slay to buy one, too. Okay. Right now in front of everybody.
Wow, if Jada come with that $5 million,
Slay, hold on.
We'll buy them all.
Hold on. You could split one with somebody. All right. Rashad, big boy. Rashad got a son in his house, dog. You see that yesterday?
Yeah. He was.
I was hot when I seen that.
Looking at the picture. Nah.
Slay, you want to do
what? I got you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, just make sure. And, yo, you know what else? Yo, remember we talked about those bricks? Shout out to Hudson High School. And they built the new stadium.
They put that up
yet? Yeah, bro. Listen. I wasn't hating. And shout out to Wifey. I wasn't hating, but I was a little upset. So remember, you had your football clinic, you and Leroy, and I was telling you about the bricks. You was like, oh, the bricks. This bricks. Yo, V, send me the information. Now I had already ordered my brick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending him the information. Do you know that his brick went down before mine? Yours.
No, I put my brick in. I was going to order an additional brick. I put mine in last year at my event at the basketball. I filled out.
Both of your bricks is down before homecoming.
Yeah, I filled out two last year. I was going to put it down.
Nah, bro. I sent you the information. I got it on Twitter. I saved everything. I got receipts, though.
He did, but I promise you I didn't end up doing the third. I did one. One was for the It's Okay to Dream, and the other one should have been for the Patron Conference and the football.
Nah. All right, maybe. All right. I ain't mad at no more. I'm not mad no more.